The National Book Critics Circle Awards were held last month in New York, and today on The Weekly Reader, we've got a few of the winners. I'm Lisa Morgan, and Marian Winnick, who is a board member of the NBCC, is here to tell us about some of the books and a bit about how they are chosen. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. There are 24 book critics on the board of the National Book Critics Circle, and they all sit in a room and come down to a decision on the winners, winnowing five books in each category down to one. It's an amazing process to witness and to experience. And some of these book critics are pretty darn persuasive. These are the winners in biography, criticism, and poetry. In each of these categories, I had one or two that I loved almost as much as the winner, so more on this in weeks to come. You know who Ouija is, even if you don't think so. His black and white photos of dead bodies, gangsters, necking teenagers in movie theaters, kids sleeping on fire escapes, and an impossibly crowded Coney Island beach are the most famous images of New York in the 30s and 40s. The story of how he got these pictures, not to mention the story of how he got the name Ouija, is the topic of Flash, The Making of Ouija the Famous by Christopher Bonanos. Hey, it must be great. It beat Babe Ruth, who also had a biography among the finalists. Feel Free by Zadie Smith is a real box of bonbons, one delicious essay after another, collected from Harper's, The New Yorker, and elsewhere. Topics include Jay-Z, Key and Peele, Joni Mitchell, the Melrose novels by Edward St. Aubin, and a book called Buddha in the Suburbs by Hanif Qureshi, which you may be hearing more about because she made it sound so great I feel I have to read it. The Crossing by Ada Limon is a poetry book of great warmth and humanity. Even though a lot of the poems are about pain and loss, I finished it feeling inspired about my own writing and about my life. Here's one of the poems she read at the event in New York. When the doctor suggested surgery and a brace for all my youngest years, my parents scrambled to take me to massage therapy, deep tissue work, osteopathy, and soon my crooked spine unspooled a bit. I could breathe again and move more in a body unclouded by pain. My mom would tell me to sing songs to her the whole 45-minute drive to Middle Two Rock Road and 45 minutes back from physical therapy. She'd say even my voice sounded unfettered by my spine afterward. So I sang and sang because I thought she liked it. I never asked her what she gave up to drive me or how her day was before this chore. Today, at her age, I was driving myself home from yet another spine appointment, singing along to some maudlin but solid song on the radio, and I saw a mom take her raincoat off and give it to her young daughter when a storm took over the afternoon. My God, I thought. My whole life I've been under her raincoat, thinking it was somehow a marvel that I never got wet.
The books are Flash, The Making of Ouija the Famous by Christopher Bonanos, Feel Free by Zadie Smith, and The Crossing by Ada Limon. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.